Well, Kevin, we're here talking about Medicaid expansion, and it's a pretty controversial topic. I just wanted to where you're at on Medicaid expansion right now and where you think the hospital community in Iowa is at, because we've heard Governor Terry Branstad recently say, he doesn't really think the state wants it right now.
Yeah, that's a great question. And it comes down to what are we going to do for the folks that are having difficulty getting the coverage that they need. So, to answer your question, that I personally and the hospital community is behind the Medicaid expansion. And for these reasons, is that when people don't have access to coverage and primary care coverage, we know somehow or another people pay. Somebody's going to pay for that care, and then it gets dispersed amongst our community in all sorts of ways. One of the reasons that it becomes a little hard to find the scapegoat is those are hidden costs. They're hidden in our premiums, they're hidden in our taxes, and all those sorts of things. And Medicaid expansion has a cost associated with it, and so it's real easy to point a finger at that cost. So, with the record federal deficit and the debt that we have, I completely understand some of the reservations about expanding Medicaid. But what we ultimately need to do is think about the overall societal impact of having people that don't have coverage. Now, a couple of the big things I'd like for folks to know about is that the American Hospital Association, as we work towards whether we were going to support the Affordable Care Act, and as that began to take shape, is that, for lack of a better term, I'll use the hospital community made a deal with the government that basically will take a substantial reduction in payments to the tune of billions of dollars in reductions of payments to hospitals across the country. And what we knew was we would get a lot of that back. Because if we expanded Medicaid, then a lot of the things that we have in bad debt and charity care, we would actually receive payments for. So, just right here in Knoxville, we did some work with the IHA to try to figure out what the impact is that right here at Knoxville, there would be $300,000 worth of extra payment come to our facility if we expanded Medicaid that we right now write off either as bad debt or charity care that we simply do not get. And so my position on this has been that whether you agree with the Affordable Care Act and Obamacare, and I certainly understand and I have my own concerns about federal deficits and spending more than we take in, I get it. But these Medicaid dollars are going to be spent. They are federal dollars. If we were to expand Medicaid, those dollars would be reimbursed to the state at 100%. And if we forego that, essentially the taxes that all Iowans are paying are going to go to the states like Minnesota, Illinois. Just recently, we've got Florida and Ohio and Arizona that have Republican governors. Those folks in those states are going to see those millions and millions of dollars flow into their state. This is an economic as well as an issue of just morally trying to cover people that need care. But it is a huge economic issue for our state, and I would hate to see us just turn our back on those federal dollars.
So you think, understanding the moral aspect of it too, you do think this would put the state of Iowa at a disadvantage compared to some neighboring states if Medicaid wasn't expanded?
I think it's an absolute disadvantage. You can look at this in a lot of different ways, but I think being pragmatic at this point makes some sense, is that one way or another, these Medicaid dollars are going to flow to the states because they want this Medicaid expansion, because we've got this group of people. Most people don't understand that here in the state of Iowa, there is a very, very narrow gap of people who even qualify for Medicaid. Basically, you need to be, pregnant, a child, or someone with disabilities. Outside of that, you do not qualify for Medicaid. So that leaves a lot of people that don't have coverage. And what they end up doing is they don't get something checked out, a lump that they feel or something like that. They just think, well, I'll just let it go. I don't have any insurance coverage, so I'm not going to get that checked out. And that just has dire consequences to our population, to the individual. And then when we do take care of them, because when they come to hospitals, we're going to take care of them, regardless if they have ability to pay or not. But when people show up with advanced diseases, not only do they have bad outcomes, they also are extraordinarily expensive. So we look at the Medicaid expansion. Not only is it federal dollars coming to Iowa that Iowans deserve, I believe, but also we're making an investment in getting people covered so we can take care of them appropriately, and that's at the primary care level.
It seems like the governor is a little bit concerned about what the states might have to end up paying. But Medicaid, do those federal dollars, those seem pretty tried and true in your mind?
Well, yeah, and that's why this is where I'll get on that I can completely empathize with some concerns about expanding Medicaid, because what you are counting on is the fact that the federal dollars will be there. And obviously, I think most people that pay attention to these things, there's some real stresses on our federal budgets. But the way it's set up right now is, at least for the next 3 years, these expansions will be covered at 100%. And then it scales down from there. But I think that there are states that are looking at, if the federal dollars scale back, then so does the program. I just think it's incredibly short-sighted to say that we're not going to expand Medicaid based on what might happen. What we know will happen is that many states will expand their Medicaid and millions of dollars will go into their state. And I believe Iowans deserve that same. We're all paying the same taxes. I just believe that we should have that same access that folks in Illinois will have.